Welcome back to Silver Lake TV. I'm John Papa, developer evangelist with Microsoft, and today I've got Janet Perez. How you doing?
Good, good. How are you?
And you work with the expression teams?
Yes, program manager on the expression team.
Great. So we're going to talk about Sketchflow with Expression Blend 4 today?
Yes. Right.
So we decided we'd do a mini-series on using Sketchflow. Mm-hmm. So why don't you explain what we're going to talk about in the first session, which is for today?
Okay, so today we'll be talking about just the basics, getting an introduction to Sketchflow, learning, you know, a little bit about how to create the projects using Blend, and then stepping through, you know, sketching out the initial idea, mm-hmm. and then in the next session we'll talk about evolving your prototype to add more of the to use more of the Blend functionality.
Okay, so to getting started here, before we jump in and show all the cool features that it can do, can mm-hmm. you explain a little bit of why I or anybody would want to use Sketchflow? What value is there?
So basically, the idea of Sketchflow is that we wanted to have a set of features within Blend that allows you to target more of the conceptual design aspect of creating mm-hmm. applications. And so this could be for prototyping a website, prototyping a desktop application or a Windows phone app, those sorts of things. So just, you know, the traditional tools don't really, you know, target more the production side of things, and we wanted a set of features that target the conceptual design aspect.
One of the things I've done a lot of is go into shops where they want to see, we want to do this application, want it to look like this, mm-hmm. How quickly can you get as a prototype? And with Sketchflow, right. I have been able to turn things around in a day.
Yes.
Or, you know, sometimes a week if it's really complicated, but and actually have a functional, not just wireframes up there, but mm-hmm. a functional workflow to show the clients and then get feedback from them.
Yeah, the idea is being able to create rich, interactive prototypes as quickly, as efficiently as possible. So
prototype being the key word. I'm not developing a full application in
right.
a day.
Exactly. But,
okay, so I'll get out of your way and let you dive into the features that we're going to show.
Okay, great. So here we have Expression Blend 4, and I'm going to go ahead and create a new project. And so as you can see, I can create a Silverlight Sketchflow application, or I can create a WPF Sketchflow application. And this is basically, you know, do you want to be able to share this as a website, or do you want to be able to share this as a standalone app? So for today, we're going to be creating a Silverlight Sketchflow application. So, and what we're going to be prototyping is a Facebook application for a Windows Phone 7 device. Let's go ahead and
so we can do WPF, we can do Silverlight Classic, mm-hmm. we can do Windows Phone 7.
Right.
Can you do WinForms? How about VB3?
You can basically prototype anything, right? So as long
sure.
as you have an idea, you know, of what you want to create, then you'll be able to do that in Sketchflow.
Okay, so
to start off, you'll see here that there's some Sketchflow-specific panels that you have available, but the basic structure of your project is a regular solution and a regular project that you would be able to launch with Visual Studio and edit, and that you'd be able to run in the browser since this is a Silverlight application, and be able to see that as a website. So
when people talk about Sketchflow, it's in the Expression Blend tool still.
Right.
So it's not like you're learning a brand new tool when you're
exactly.
going through this.
So you can actually use all of the same, you know, tools that you know, the same toolbars here. You know, you can have data, your object and timeline. Everything is the same, except that there are a couple additional panels here that you'll be able to see.
Right.
So let's go ahead and start off with the Sketchflow map panel. And as you can see here, we have a screen, and you can have you can add additional screens to your map. And the idea of the map is that it basically helps you define the structure and composition of your prototype. So we can just get started here and name that the start screen, and I can go ahead and start drawing on my screen just as if though it were a whiteboard. So just kind of sketching out ideas of what, you know, at some point I'm going to eventually transform this screen into. And so for now, I'm just going to add a little note here that's going to say Facebook app for WinPhone 7. Make a note to add the splash screen later. And so what I can do is I can drag and drop some images on here. For example, I can grab this Chrome image. Let me make sure I have that selected. And just drag that onto the design surface. And so here we have your Chrome, just to kind of simulate that it's a Windows phone app. And then we can just continue adding a couple more screens. So since this is a Facebook app, first I'm going to want my user to log in. And what I can add here is you have, just as because it's a regular blend project, you can add all of the same components as you normally would be able to. So maybe you want to have like a button there, so I can add a button. And you can have the regular Silverlight buttons that come with any other Silverlight app, or you can use the Sketchflow specific buttons, which use this sketch style.
And so why would you want to not use the ones that are normal?
So the non-normal ones,
yes.
The sketchy ones. So basically, so this is the difference kind of between a, you can see
yeah,
a little bit.
In there.
Between a regular Silverlight button and then a sketch style button. And the reason why you'd want to use a sketch style is because in the early stages of prototyping, you really want to people to focus on the concept. What is the idea? You know, what is the flow of your application? As opposed to, you know, is the gradient right? Or, you know, is the text, you know, is it using the appropriate font? Those sorts of things. So you really don't want people focusing on the hi-fi aspects of the comp, but more the just the idea. So we'll go ahead and we're just going to have a login button for now. And eventually you'll probably want to have your username and, you know, password entry or whatever. But for now, I'm just going to have a button that allows you to
pretend it's doing a retinal scan and it just press the button and you're done.
Exactly, right? Something's happening there. So, and now I'll probably want to have a home screen for my app. So there's my home screen.
And you're just dragging the plus sign down there underneath the screen and creating a new workflow?
Yeah, and it just adds create a connected screen. You can also connect to an existing screen and a few other bits of, or you can add a few other things. You can also change the colors of these screens. So if you want them, you know, to have some different visual tag, you can also change the color.
Right, and I've done that to help identify. You've got several screens. You want to identify, you know, like an error path versus a success path.
Exactly. And so here we're going to go ahead and just add a few items to the screen. Say this is, this is our Facebook title, and then we're going to have a couple of links here to additional screens. So maybe I want to have a My Profile link, and then I want to link to perhaps My Photos, and then a link to my friends list, so I can see what my friends are up to. And so now from the home screen, I can add those three additional screens, so the My Profile.
So we just added a link, we're adding a screen, and you're going to show us how to link the screen to that.
Exactly. And now My Photos. And I'm just, again, setting up the basic structure and composition of my prototype, so I can then later on explore it. And this is going to be my friends. Okay. And for these screens, I'm just going to drop a couple of images onto the screen so that I can illustrate what eventually I want this to look like. So for the profile, I'm just going to drag this profile image. And I just actually drew this on a piece of paper and scanned this in. And, you know, eventually I'll want to use actual controls and so on. But for now, I want to just illustrate, you know, what I want this screen to look like. And then I'll add the details later.
So, some people use the sketch pads that they can use, too, to actually create the...
Right. Yeah, you can use paint. I've done a number of things. You know, I've imported some Photoshop or Illustrator wireframes that I've created. You can do a number of things. Since it's a regular Blend app, you can use all of that functionality as well. And then for this friends section, I'm just going to go ahead and call this friends, and eventually I'll add more content to that. So there you have it. I've set up the initial structure of my application, and I can go ahead and now run this in a browser. Now that I've created the various screens, now what I want to do is I want to be able to explore the contents of my prototype. And so since this is a regular Silverlight app, you can launch this. It'll launch in the browser. And now you'll notice something different in that you have this additional bit of UI here, the Sketchflow player. And it has a couple of different panels here. First, the Navigate panel. And so what the Navigate panel lets you do is, since I haven't added any interactivity to my design surface, so nothing here is clickable, I can't, you know, I'm not taking any of those events, then what I can do is I can just, this shows the actual structure of my prototype. And as you can see here, this is exactly what I had in my Sketchflow map.
Right.
And I can just either click through using the map section, or I can I can close that and just use all of the connected links will appear here in my Navigate panel. So here I have my home page, and now I have my my photos, I can go back, profile, go back, and friends. And so this is basically, we provide you can think of the Sketchfold Player as a way to explore and navigate your application at the early stages. And so you don't actually have to have any activity, but you're still able to navigate through your prototype.
Right, right.
So kind of like the training wheels before you've evolved your prototype and added more functionality to it. So there you have it. So we've gone through and been able to explore that. Now, what if we want to share this prototype with my boss or my colleagues or maybe some clients?
Yeah, what do they have to see this?
Mm-hmm. So basically, since it's a Silverlight app, it has an HTML page, and I can basically package this up and post it on my own website, or I can put it on a share, an internal share, and have and just give people links to it.
Mm-hmm.
Or one additional feature that we added in Expression Blend 4 is that we added the ability to publish to SharePoint. And so if you have a SharePoint site, so here I have this SharePoint site set up, I can basically publish that and enter my credentials here. And basically what it does is it takes everything that you need, it takes the ZAP and the HTML page, and it basically publishes it to mm-hmm. SharePoint. And now you can send this link to whoever it is that you're trying whoever it is that you want to review your prototype. And so here we have it. So I can go ahead and open up my prototype, and I have the same, at this point, all that you're seeing the prototype running from my SharePoint site, and it's in the browser. And so this way, whoever you're sharing this with doesn't have to have Expression Blend or anything. All they need is they need access to the SharePoint site. They need Silverlight, of course, and then
right.
you can just. Go ahead and they can go ahead and run your prototype, and so they can explore it the same way as I showed you using the Navigate panel. And then one great thing that they can also do is they can start adding feedback. So you'll notice here that there's another panel called the Feedback panel. And so basically I can go through and say my boss wants to provide, I share this with my boss and he wants to provide a bit of feedback, then you can actually ink directly on the design surface here. And
now this would be the users giving you feedback,
this is,
right?
This would be the user,
the business stakeholders.
Mm-hmm. Anyone that's, so that you can start evolving your prototype. And so my boss here is going to say, add Chrome to other screens. And so I'm going to upload this to SharePoint. And this is my boss. And so that's going to upload that piece of feedback directly to SharePoint. And now let's say that one of my coworkers also wants to add some feedback. So let's go to one of the other screens, maybe my friend's screen here, and says, okay, let's go ahead and add a list box with friends and a details view. So basically letting me know, hey, think it'd be a great idea to have a list box in this screen here and show all the friends. And now I can upload this as my coworker. And there you have it. Uploads that to. And the reason I'm deleting this is because, I'm adding the feedback all in one session. But, your coworker and your boss would be seeing this in their own
right.
laptops and their own computers. So
the process this replaces and without Sketchflow that we've been doing for years is, example, at a couple companies I work with, they'll have wireframes they print out.
Mm-hmm.
They'll do them in PowerPoint or some other tool. And they'll print those out, put them in a book. They'll hand them out, make 20 copies, give them to all the stakeholders.
Mm-hmm.
They all write their notes on each one.
Right.
Gather back those 20 copies, consolidate them, make new copies
mm-hmm.
with the changes, and keep doing this killing a tree process.
Right.
And it's the hardest part is not so much killing trees, it is that gathering the feedback is very arduous for the person who's doing that.
Yeah.
You've got to get feedback from everybody.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So this kind of replaces that hole.
Exactly. This replaces that. And the neat thing is that, as long as you have access to it, then anyone, you can share this with anyone, and
mm-hmm.
you're able to go ahead and share that feedback and be able to collect that in the same location. And then the really cool thing is that now that you've received this feedback, now how do you actually incorporate this and have a contextual view of it so that you can then evolve your prototype?
Right.
And so what we have is we have this Sketchflow feedback panel.
Okay, so back in Sketchflow now.
So
this
now,
is you
so now we're back
it.
In Blend. So
right.
now I'm the creator of the prototype. So now I can come back in here and I can say, okay, let's go ahead and sync the feedback to SharePoint because I've already published this prototype to SharePoint. Mm-hmm. And so what basically happens is a couple of things. So one, there's a couple of rows here for that show up for the feedback that my coworker and my boss have published to SharePoint. And then here in the map, you'll notice that there's this little light bulb that tells you, hey, there's feedback available, and there's feedback available here as well. So now I can go to navigate to that screen where I have this little light bulb, and let's go ahead and zoom in a bit there. And now I can go ahead and take a look and see that Add Chrome to Other Screens appears. So this text that says it's my boss shows me the time and date, and then I can also see the feedback that my coworker added. I can navigate to the screen with the other light bulb, and I can see again there that my coworker said, add a list box with friends and details view. So this really allows me to not only be able to see all, to consolidate all of the mm-hmm. feedback into one location, but also to have a contextual view of it inside of my designer, inside of Blend, so I can now, you know, act on that, on those bits of feedback.
Right.
And so, and also within, when, let's see, now I'm running that there, but, and now what you can also do is you can, anyone that sees the prototype on the SharePoint site can also see the feedback that everyone else has provided. So they can also see, you know, so what did the boss say? What did coworker right. one, two, and three say? So that way you can really get a good global view of what thoughts are on that particular prototype. So that's one of the new features in Blend 4 that we introduce that are specific to
Silverlight schedule. So you don't have to meet all at the same time. You could put it up there for a course of 2 days, have mm-hmm. people look at it and make comments and feedback anytime they want.
Exactly.
And they still see each other's feedback.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yeah. So there you have it. And so that's basically the idea. So we've so far done a bit of the envisioning, so creating, sketching out a bit of what we want, you know, our prototype to eventually look like. Mm-hmm. We've been able to publish it to SharePoint, and we're at the point where we've gathered a bit of feedback, and so in the next stages we'll be evolving our prototype and using some of the other additional Silverlight Blend features that we'll be able to incorporate and, you know, add more interactivity and richness to our prototype.
And you can add behaviors and transitions and all sorts of fun stuff, which we'll talk about pretty
mm-hmm.
soon.
Yeah, and we'll be doing that next.
Great. Hey, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you all for watching Silverlight TV. I'm going to go to the next one.